Hello, Walkers and Eileen. We had a very nice visit. They shocked us by coming in a little early. And when I came up Colonial Drive and saw them, I just laid on the horn and scared the pudding out of them. But anyway, ever since then, we've been hopping and running around here, and all of us been having a good time. Like Don says, all we've been doing is eating and sleeping and getting in the car and taking off. Mom had her hair done, and the rest of us just buzzed around Florence looking at everything until she was done, and then went and picked her up and came home. And we went to Sears because we had to get all of Nancy's ballet.
We're trying to find my vanity because I can't get it. Anyway, the computer comes to it, and even the lipstick.
Yeah. So anyway, her ballet things did arrive on time, and we had her all dressed, and Chris showed her how to do an arabesque, so that when she gets up there, we'll bring her ballet things, and she and Shelley will put on a ballet show for us, and we'll take movies. Then Jimmy and Susie can put on a show on the bar, and we can take movies. And then Debbie can jump on the piano and tap dance, and we'll take movies. Well, we'll think of something else for Debbie to do.
Yeah, we don't know.
And Tim too, and Frank.
Here we are. This is Don, talking to you from the Tri-Cities, Florence primarily. Call it Tri-Cities because it's basically three cities here. One's Florence, Sheffield, and Tuscumbee. And there's a fourth one here, and it's called Muscle Shoals. And that's why they call it the Shoals area, because Muscle Shoals is the smallest of the four. And we had that Kissin' Rock that everybody was supposed to slobber on, and they passed that Kissin' Rock around. When it got to me, I had to clear my throat, and I spit up a honker, and it got all over the rock, and I tried to shake the rock and get it off, but it just hung there, and we finally got it off and wrapped it up, and you get it, wash it before you kiss it again. Anyway, it's a pretty good-sized rock. Man, if you get out of here.
I put some perfume on it.
This is called a Heart of Dixie. I hadn't got my license plate yet. I thought when I came up there, I'd still have my Illinois plates on, so that you wouldn't know the difference. But I guess maybe I'll have to get it. This is supposed to. What do you want, Sue? Huh? Well, why don't you tell him instead of whispering it in my ear, and let me tell him. And this is supposed to be where the cotton grows. The only thing is, we haven't seen any cotton in the fields yet, but we see it along the roadside quite a bit because it, I guess it falls off the trucks. But Chris has been pretty good the last 3 days. He was here. He cut a lot of wood for the fireplace. He's been making the fire. Takes him 3 hours to get it started, but when he does, it's pretty good fire. And he was out, when we went into town, he didn't want to go into town because he wanted to stay out in a wood pile, so we had a whiting out in the wood pile all day long trying to cut wood, split wood. And when we were in town, everybody was making bets as to whether he'd cut off his finger or not. But when we came back, it was okay because he only cut off two.
One and a half.
Well, he did all right. So he was out there for 6 hours cutting wood, and it took us 2 hours to burn it up. But tonight we had a lot of fun with the fireplace because we roasted marshmallows and popped popcorn and burned popcorn and drank pop. Frankie burned the popcorn. But we had two good batches and one bad batch. Frankie's bad batch. So that's all. That's all. Let's see. Does anybody else want to say anything now?
Yes, I
do. Jeannie wants to say something. And Susie's poking me over here. She's digging her nose and she's eating it. If I'd have known that, she could have sucked that hawker off that kissing stone.
It's Jean again. I just want to let you know that it really isn't as bad as it sounds because the rest of the popcorn was delicious after we threw out the shard remains. But we've been taking pictures left and right. You'll be able to see our house from 10 different sides, and you'll be able to see us too in candid shots. Dawn telling Susie to go clean out her tent, and me running to change Don John's dirty diaper in the front yard. And just a moment, here's Don again. You know, he has such luscious comments. There's something like Charlotte's describing things.
Oh, we had for, let's see, last night we shot off a lot of fireworks. Down here, 2 months out of the year, fireworks are legal at Christmas time and 4th of July. It's odd, but they sell all types of rockets and flares and Roman candles. Everything but cherry bombs is supposed to be illegal, but they sell them too. So we had I'd say maybe about a dozen or so rockets that we shot off last night. It was a lot of fun. And we'll have to make sure that we get a lot of them over here at the 4th of July so we can send some to you so you can break the law up there. That's all. Does anybody else want to say anything? Okay. Bye now. I shouldn't have said goodbye now when I signed off. I should say, I can't say. No, I'll hurry back. Oh, I have to tell Lynn to hurry back. Oh, I'll just say goodbye.
Well, last night, me and Frankie and Chris, Frank and I and Chris, we went to see the Curse of the Mummy's Tomb and the Gorgon. And the first one was like all mummy pictures. The bad guys lost and the good guy won and the girl got saved, of course. And then the Gorgon was real neat because about five people got turned to stone because they looked at her ugly face. And then this guy, he grabbed her by the hair and he cut her head off. And that was pretty good. And then we had to wait on the corner for about 2 hours while my dad and grandpa had to come and get us.
Take that.